All right, welcome everybody to the third episode of Talking Gulf Coast Hoops. I'm, of course, your host, Ben Blake, and we have three special guests from the men's team on today's episode. We have Turner Harris, Bryce Simmons, and Christian Harmon. Guys, thank you so much for being on today.
Glad to be here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
All right, first off, the team dropped seven straight games before Wednesday, but how important was it to get back into the win column against Tallahassee?
That was a very important win because we definitely don't want to come in last. That's what our coach been stressing to us all week. Like, we'd rather come in third than last because that'd be his first team. That game, we just went out with a little bit more enthusiasm to get that win for him.
After such a strong start to the first half of the season, what do you guys think really went wrong in conference play?
To be honest, we all, like, fell out after something happened. I don't know if we want to talk about that, but do we?
Nah, we just kind of disconnected as a team. We wasn't really playing together when conference came. Like, the first two games, it was good, but, like, we was just playing off talent and not teamwork.
Like, even in preseason, like, it was overly, like, everybody was together. Like,
yeah, I feel like as the season went on, people started to detach from each other, and that's made a big difference in our record.
Yeah, so you think, like, the chemistry was kind of falling off. Yeah, it's just tougher to play together. Do you think, you know, some people were playing more individual games and that was tougher for you guys to gel together?
I feel like as a team, we weren't playing together as much as we did at the beginning, because I feel like at the beginning, we didn't care who scored. We just wanted to win. And as the season went on, I feel like people were looking for theirs instead of the team.
When I interview guys after games, you know, a lot of the players, they talk about how important the motivation from Coach Gaffney is. Do you think he is, like, very good at motivating y'all? And how do you personally respond to that motivation?
To be honest, I think he's very good at trying to motivate us, because it's times where, like, we would come into the game and we'd be like, I ain't like, we know we're going to lose. But, like, in the beginning, like, Coach, he'll, like, talk to us and be like, yo, y'all in it. Like, we'll get motivation from that.
Yeah, like, in practice, he's screaming at us the whole time, trying to make sure we're on our job, just making sure we're not coming in, like, sluggish. Like, he emphasized 100% attitude, 100% effort. So that's what we try to do every day.
Obviously, all three of you are from New York. Coach Gaffney's from New York. Did that have something to do with the recruiting to come down the Gulf Coast?
Me personally, no. But after finding that out, that was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, me personally, I got recruited because I know Jaron. So that didn't play a factor in him being from New York. But he and my dad went to the same college for a year. So that's cool.
Okay, that's really cool.
I guess it played a factor into me coming here, because Coach knew a guy that played for him or whatever. So he talked to him, and I came here.
Turner, you and Chris are both from Rochester, and you played together before college. Has that impacted the way you play together at the college level? Like, you guys think you have a better, like, one-on-one chemistry than a lot of other players?
Oh, yeah, facts. A lot of my buckets is from him. A lot of his bucks is from me. But we played together in the summer in real games against real comp, and I've known him since we was kids.
Yeah, we've been on the same team since we was, like, 11, 10. So, like, we just know how to play basketball together and what it looked like, what it's supposed to look like.
Well, you guys think, coming out of high school, so many, you know, players that are able to play at the college level, they were always the best player in middle school and high school, AAU. Is it a difficult transition to, you know, the college level where the talent is a lot more even on teams?
Me personally, I want to say it's very difficult. You just got to, like, find your role and learn how to play your role to the best you can in order to help the team. Like, just make winning plays. Like, because if you were the best player on your team in high school, you should be able to come here and know how to, like, play basketball with other good players and just be able to move the ball, get off the ball, be able to take your man one-on-one, anything like your coach needs you to do.
I'll say, like, when I was in high school, like, you know, I'm from New York City, so we got a whole bunch of guards. So everybody was, like, basically a guard in New York. So it was barely any 6'5" and up people there. So I say the biggest transition is coming in and playing against bigger guys. So I got to get my shot up higher and make smarter plays.
I say playing with other good players, it wasn't a hard transition, but it's definitely a different game. Like, stuff you can get away with in high school, you can't get away with in college. And that's probably the most difficult thing about the transition.
Well, the whole team, other than McKeese and Jackson, are freshmen. Did that, you know, affect how, like, coming down to the end of the season in conference play? Like, you look at, like, Tallahassee has that one dude that's, like, 30 years old. you know, like, is that kind of tougher for y'all, like, lack of experience at a college level?
Yeah, I feel like it kind of played a part, but I feel like we should have been more mature enough to be able to pull it together ourselves. But, like, I feel like if we had, like, a sophomore or somebody with some more experience, like, a couple more guys with more experience, we'd have been, like, a little bit better, though, for sure. But Mike Keese is a great leader, though.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like being freshman played a role because we lost a lot of conference games by 1 to 2 points, one possession. And I feel like if we was more mature and next year, that's not going to happen at all. And the fact that we end the game by one possession and we all 18, 19, it's going to be scary when we 20, 21.
How much of an effect, because I'm from Panama City, so like I've known Rusty for a long time because he was a coach, you know, high school here. How much of a addition has he been on the team on the sidelines this year?
I would say one experience I had with Rusty, it made me, like, I realized, I'm like, nah, like, Rusty's really a good guy, like, and he's really a good coach. Like, I came on the sideline, and he was like, why you didn't shoot that shot? It was against Chipotle. I was like, I ain't gonna lie, coach. It was too early in the shot clock, and I didn't want to get yelled at. And he was like, I'm telling you from me, like, shoot the ball. I'm like, I got you. And then I ended the game with 16. So.
For me, Coach Cook, he been a great coach. Since he got here, he, like, been on me individually a little more because he said he sees my potential. And he was vouching for me when I wasn't getting minutes I wanted or, like, wasn't playing how I was supposed to play. So he was vouching for me, told me what to do, and I was doing it, and it worked. And then everything turned around for me, and I had a better season just because his addition.
Yeah, I feel like he's a good coach. Like, he very genuine, like, with his approach, like, the way he talked to us, like, the way he tried to help us. He tried to make sure we stay in our job as much as possible, especially on the rebounding, because that's what we struggled with basically in the beginning of the conference. Like, we couldn't rebound, and we was losing by, like, little rebounds at the end of the games, little loose balls. He tried to make sure we stay on top of all that stuff.
Well, Turner, you know, you broke your nose maybe a couple weeks ago. It's got to be really tough, you know, sitting out games that are close, you know. How difficult is it for you to just have to sit on the sidelines instead of be out there?
It's real difficult because I know I could be out there producing. And, like, when I see my bros going crazy, I want to, like, just go crazy with them, feel me? But I feel like it's hard, but it happened for a reason, so I ain't tripping.
Yeah. Can we talk about how it happened?
Oh, it happened in practice. Feel me? I was going for a steal, got caught with an elbow, and then I didn't even know what happened at first. So I opened my eyes and just seen red. Like, it was crazy.
That's tough. For anybody that didn't know, we were supposed to do that day, this podcast that day. I get a text from Turner saying, nah, man, I broke my nose. So, yeah, that's pretty tough. Here's a question for you, Chris. The game that we lost against Tallahassee, you had 19 points. It was a single possession game with about 8 seconds left, and you're not on the court. Was that a, you know, difficult decision for you to swallow?
Yeah. Like, going back, I looked at it. Like, I trust my coaches, though. So I feel like if they felt like I didn't need to be on the floor at the time, I trust them. But at the same time, I felt like I could have made a play. That's the only thing that made me feel some type of way. But I trust my coaches, though, so I wasn't really upset.
For you guys, you know, coming from New York, like Bronx, right? Yeah. So that's a big city. Rochester, you know, not as big as New York, but New York City, but it is, you know, it's a lot bigger than Panama City. Is it an adjustment for you guys moving down to, you know, smaller, you know, southern city?
Nah, it's smooth. I like it, though, because, like, in Rochester, 95% places I go, somebody know me. Like, here, Nobody know me. So, like, I feel like that's cool. I can, like, do stuff I couldn't do in Rochester.
We could chill. It's like much slower. Like, in New York, it's fast, but it's slower out here. We could just chill, relax, see the water, some lizards.
Enjoy the weather.
He said lizards.
Oh, got chickens in the front yard.
I definitely agree with Chris that New York is definitely more fast paced. It ain't really a hard transition from the two, but I kind of wish I was in New York playing this kind of basketball.
Just like homesick.
Not really homesick, but just the atmosphere. I come to the game, I don't really see nobody. It's like,
I've been trying to get, like, people to come watch y'all play, man. It's frustrating for me as a student here to see students not really support the athletics. I mean, obviously, y'all notice most of the people at the games are
elderly,
older people, right. You know, not students. So, you know, is it like tough for y'all, you know, coming from like AAU games? You know, I've been to a lot of AAU games. You know, it's packed. maybe it's like easier for like shooting free throws or something when there's not, you know, so many people yelling, but is it kind of disappointing around here, like not seeing many fans coming out?
Yeah, it is fake disappointing because I like to play in front of a lot of fans, and it's not like we not entertaining. Like you seeing pro basketball, pro activity, like y'all should want to come. And I mean, these people that's going to be at high major, mid major D1 schools next year, you don't know where we could end up at, and you had the chance to watch us hoop, you ain't take it. So I almost said something, but I don't even want to talk like that right now.
We're just going to use that as motivation though for next year though. Like this off season, I feel like we all going to put in the good amount of work that we need to. Next year is going to be.
But we do appreciate volleyball and softball for coming.
Facts. And we appreciate girls. Everybody for coming.
We appreciate y'all for coming.
And we appreciate the old heads that come. Yeah. We need y'all there every trip.
That even came to the away game for our last game that we won.
Facts.
Yeah,
facts.
They brought the bus out.
Right. I felt the love.
Right, that was a fact. Behind a bench.
What has been your favorite part of playing for Gulf Coast, you know, so far this year?
I feel like I got pushed mentally and physically. And that's like, I feel like that's what I need, like as a person to grow. My coaches really pushed me to that. Like they make sure I was held accountable. I remember like the first week I got here, I fell asleep in study hall. He said I wasn't gonna have to run. I got in the gym though after practice. He said, "Chris, stay right there." It was bad, bro. 3 10 in a minute in a row.
My favorite part about this year, just hooping and getting better. Like I know I got better since September, and I mean, I know how to play in the college system now, like with other good players, and I feel like I'm a smarter basketball player overall.
The work, like waking up at 6 a.m. to go work out with Jerome.
Facts.
Like, just working, man.
Well, there is, at least for me, because I'm outside of, you know, the loop, there is a little bit of questions on, you know, who will be back next year, you know, who's getting recruited by bigger schools. If you guys do end up back next year, you know, how much of maybe, you know, falling short this year will help you guys in the long run of next year?
We're going to know how to handle the adversity more and, like, be able to pull together at the end in the games. And, like, when conference come, I feel like we're going to be number one team in the conference. I feel like we're going to be number one the whole season, honestly. I feel like we're going to be a ranked team. Everybody going to go to school where they want to go.
Yeah, I feel like next year is going to be a completely different story. We never, like, nobody on this team ever played together before. So, like, it was a little off with the chemistry. But next year with the returners, like, we like playing together. We friends off the court. So it's going to just be more chemistry. And we're not going to fold in the situation that we folded in this year.
I'm big on the chemistry part. So I definitely, next year, yeah, I'm definitely expecting us to be number one.
Well, guys, I really want to thank you for coming on today. It's great to see y'all. Good luck on your game tomorrow. And I want to thank all the listeners out there, too. If y'all want to hear more about Commodore basketball, check out my page on Commodore Waves. I write articles weekly on, you know, the games that happen, boys and girls. And make sure to tune in next week, too, for the next episode of Talking Gulf Coast Hoops. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Yes, I love you.